listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep the lock right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. And it's you we want to hear from. 888-723-4630.
Griff, we had on our tax expert the other day.
Barbara Weltman.
Barbara Weltman. And she was talking about 1099, and it's K. We couldn't think of that. But it's 1099K.
Right.
For your eBay sales. Would you kind of explain that a little bit?
Well, so if you have a 1099K for your eBay sales, then you may already know that PayPal is required by the IRS to report the sale of goods and services for customers who, in a single year, receive...
And here it comes.
More than $20,000 in USD and United States dollars.
And
200 or more payments. So if your sales on eBay through PayPal payments, if you have enough PayPal payments that you accepted $20,000 or more in payments, and you had this within 200 or more transactions, then you're going to get a 1099K that you file when you pay your taxes. It doesn't mean that you're paying extra or less. It just means this is an FYI both for you and for the IRS. If you get this and you don't pay your taxes, well, then the IRS has note that you took in $20,000 mm-hmm. that you didn't report, and the risk, which could be substantial, is on you. So you'll need to file your 1099K when you file your 2016 taxes. The IRS section 6050W applies to all payment providers, including PayPal. So if you have a credit card gateway with Visa, MasterCard, or Discover, or a bank.
Any payment card transaction.
Right. Those also qualify. But each payment processor has the same criteria. So unless you have less than $20,000 worth of transactions over 200, less than 200 payments, then that you're not going to get a 1099 for that process.
Doesn't mean you don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Just
it doesn't
means
mean
you're
you
not going to get
them.
Your 1099K. Exactly.
Exactly.
And, of course, that's the gross amount. So that has nothing to do with any adjustments that you make.
Right. It's just, and if you're doing your taxes legally, it's not adding on to it. It's, you already have accounted for that income. And this is just a way of showing that, yes, this income came through this payment provider in the case we're talking about, PayPal. But it could have been any, credit card or merchant account that you have for accepting payments.
And you know, I saw something recently about some people who said that their 1099K was wrong. Another reason to keep good records during the year about what you sell.
Yeah, because if you believe it's wrong, it's already been sent when you get it. So good luck trying to get that corrected.
Well, and you can, though. But
yeah.
But it's you need to keep good records so you know if it's right.
Yeah.
Heck, they could add an extra zero.
They could, and you wouldn't
and you
feel
wouldn't
any
even,
richer.
Exactly.
You feel a little poorer, in fact.
Right. As a matter of fact, there was a question, what should you do if you think that the amount is wrong? And they said that in some cases, the total gross payment amount on the form on 1099K may not belong to you.
Mm.
So you need to really, you know, keep track of stuff.
Of course.
As always. I mean, this is nothing new, really.
It's nothing new.
No, it's not. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Crystal, oh, we're getting a lot of calls from San Jose today. Crystal from San Jose, California, known on eBay as snow_angel_21. Hey, Crystal, how are you doing, and what's your question or comment?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. I just had some additional comments to make regarding the last, I think it was an email about somebody who was asking you about product ratings.
Yes.
And how there's this, they didn't feel like it was, they had a different product and theirs was better quality. And I came across this once with an item that, something that I was selling where, a different seller had sold an item, and then I clicked on one of my listings and it showed that I had a product review. And so I clicked on it and saw that it wasn't one that I'd sold, but it tells you the seller that did sell it. So I clicked on their product listing to see what it was, and it was not the exact same item that I was selling. And so thankfully it wasn't a bad rating or anything, but what I think the guy who wrote in might possibly be referring to is if I list a product and I have, you know, all my product details and specifications, and then another seller goes on and does sell similar items, and their item isn't exactly the same as mine, like maybe I have the UPC code and such, and maybe the other person that has the lower quality item lists theirs as similar as mine, and it copies over all those product identifiers, then someone buys from that other seller.
Oh, that makes
they
sense.
May have the lower quality item, they give a review, and that's also going to show up on my listing as well.
Right. That makes sense. So, so Mark, if you're listening, you need to send me the item number for the other item so that I can forward it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. That you're using, because that's how these would have been bucketed by product identifiers.
Right. So, and I've also emailed other sellers who I've noticed that their description didn't match the product they were selling, and I emailed them to ask them a specific question, and they replied back and said, oh, I did sell similar item off someone else's listing, and I didn't notice to change it. So I'm sure it happens often where people copy similar listing and don't catch some of those details.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, I could see where that could happen.
Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you for the...
Where did Snow Angel, why? Why Snow Angel?
Wow. You know, it was really old, from 2003, I think, and we lived near the snow, and we liked to go to the snow, and it just came up, and here we are this much longer, and I've just left it the same now that I'm an eBay seller.
Well, it's nice. We all remember that as children.
Yes.
Crystal, thank you for your call today.
Yep.
We appreciate
all right,
thanks
that. Thanks a lot.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and somebody is on the chat board speaking in a foreign language. I believe it's Spanish. It is Spanish.
Okay.
And I put it in a translator.
Yeah, yes.
Victor Sanchez _ 680 wrote,
this is on our chat board right now?
Yeah. Hello. Okay. I put it in a translator. Hello, good afternoon, greetings to all. I'm interested in making purchases through this medium. It will be in Venezuela. We have the opportunity to make effective this medium. So I don't know if if they want to be a seller or what, but if you're listening to our show, which you probably are because you're on our chat board, neither Griff nor I speak Spanish very well at all.
Yeah.
But give me, if you can understand this, I'm Lee. Do you want to take it or me? Let's send it to you. Griff@eBay.com.
Thanks.
Griff@eBay.com.
Yeah, okay.
And he'll try to figure out what it is you want. That's a first for us on the chat board.
Okay.
Really. Senor right. Griff.
Senor Griff.
Exactly. Yeah. So let me see what else is on the chat board here. Everybody's adoring eBetsy.
Well, she's adorable.
What's not to adore? Let me see what else here on our chat board. Oh, yeah, Oilerman had posted that he forgot how to do the promoted listing, and he got into step one but couldn't go further, but then he finally figured it out how to do it. He said he found his mistake. He had an active one, updated it, and it all worked. So I guess he already had an active promoted listing. I don't know what difference that would make with a new one, but that's what he did. Let me see what else is on the chat board here. Oh, they're talking about shoes and things. Well, that's cool. That's very cool. So, Griff, we got some breaking news.
Oh, tell. I love breaking news.
Yeah, let me find that breaking news here for you. Breaking news.
That sounds exciting.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, today eBay has announced the upcoming launch of eBay Authenticate.
Yeah.
A program designed to boost consumer confidence.
Exactly.
Especially when purchasing high-end items such as designer handbags. This new service is designed to both ease buyer concerns and help our sellers get top dollar for their items. So it's got three things listed in the bullet points. Sellers or buyers opt into the service for a fee on specified types of items on eBay.
Right.
So let's say we've got this expensive handbag, designer handbag.
Mm.
Right? If an item sells, so you opt into the service for a fee, and then if your item sells, it will be examined by a professional authenticator before being shipped to the buyer.
Right.
If the item passes inspection, it will be shipped to the buyer. So does that mean we send it into eBay?
I don't know the details yet, so stay tuned.
Okay. It says to further bolster consumer trust in this program, if a buyer receives an item following inspection and it's found to be inauthentic, mm-hmm. eBay will refund the buyer 2 times the cost of the original purchase price.
Well, there you go.
I like that. Mm. For listings within specific categories where the seller hasn't adopted the authentication service, the buyer will still have the ability to utilize the service for a fee. So sellers or buyers can opt into that service.
That's right.
eBay will be piloting various elements of the program in the coming months.
That's right.
And aiming to make eBay Authenticate broadly available toward the end of this year.
There you go.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that will give your buyer more confidence in buying that Prada purse for $3,000. We're going to speak to Gina when we come back.
Yes, this segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more at eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
That networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. BeStock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BeStockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The BeStock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BeStockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Pick up that phone and call us at 888-723-4630.
Gina from Des Moines, New Mexico, our friend Classy Souls, is on the air. And by the way, that is spelled C-L-A-S-S-Y-S-O-L-E-S, although I'm sure her soul, S-O-U-L, is equally as classy. Gina, what's your question or comment?
Good morning, Lee and Griff.
Good morning.
Question for Griff. I have two, actually, if there's time. Number one is, a while back, we used to get, sellers used to get something called Seller News. It was like a monthly email newsletter.
Yes.
I haven't seen that for a long time. It seems like some people say they still get it. Lots of people say they don't get it. Is it like not happening anymore? Because it was neat. At the very top, it had what your mobile, percentage of sales were. And so it just had some kind of neat information, which really doesn't show up on the dash on the Seller Hub that well.
Yeah. You know, there is a digest that goes out, but I don't know who it, I assumed it goes to everyone, but I guess not. So what I'd like you to do, if you would, is to email me with the question so that I can forward it on to the appropriate team.
Second question is, or second thing, Tuesday there was a segment talking about automating and using auto accept on like offers, best offers.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if that meant auto decline also, but
yeah.
I've never had an auto decline myself where I've tried to make an offer and got an auto decline, but some people say that's pretty harsh, like it just immediately declines it, but there's some kind of wording that they choose not to use auto decline because of the way the wording is for the potential buyer. Maybe they could still salvage a sale if the wording was less harsh. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I'm not going to get this exact, but the wording is a paraphrase. It says the seller has declined your offer. I don't know.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, I mean it's
okay,
not.
Okay, and then
I think
Why can't it say something?
Collections. You know, several months ago I asked about collections, and I think I had called before, really trying to find something out. And I did send you the email, and I know if there was something happening, you'd let us know. Let me know. But I'm just curious. You know, when we have when we set up collections, and they're inaccurate, like I think I have some vintage Depends. They show up in like men's accessories or something. I mean, they're just showing up in weird electronics and different places. I feel like we look incompetent as sellers and unprofessional because we don't know how to categorize our items. But when I can't move my items, I can't delete them, I can't do anything with them.
Right.
I just feel like it doesn't look well for the site. Maybe I'm the only one that's having this problem, but
here's what I know. So I did report this. I haven't heard back yet, and I'm going to be honest with you. When the team that gets this cannot duplicate it, and it shows, and it seems to be happening to just one person's account, it gets deprioritized against the things that are more widespread on the site. So I will ask again and see what the progress is. Normally, the way this system is set up, that when there is some sort of change or progress with a submitted case, I get an email notifying me. I have not. And like I said in the beginning, I get a lot of reports for technical issues. This has now become my single biggest job, and it's not on my job description. And I'm not complaining, but I do ask for patience. I never set out to be the conduit for taking technical issues, but I did by default.
I would love to direct it somewhere. I just never.
There's no place to direct it.
I'm happy to pursue that on my own somewhere.
It's
but
not
going to handle it. I don't know who takes care of collections.
Let me tell you. Hold on. It's going to go back to the same system I submitted it through. So if you call customer support, it's going to go to that system.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. So that's just, and it's just the reality right now with eBay is that when these things go in, they have to be triaged and they're given a priority. And if it's a single user, unduplicated, no other reports, it's going to get deprioritized. It's not that it doesn't get dealt with, But it gets triaged, and it may not have been explored yet. So
yeah.
I'll ask.
And I may not be the only one. Is that correct? I mean, somebody else might.
There are no other reports of this. So we did find that this is not happening to anyone else, at least not reported.
Really?
All right.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Maybe I'll just delete all my collections and start over or do something else.
If you do that, let me know so I can let them know.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll wait. Maybe I'll hear something, and if they say it's, you know, nothing's going to change, then I'll just leave it. Or, you know, then I'll do something.
Okay. I'm sorry I don't have better news for you. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure what kind of a business decision to make, you know, how to proceed and.
So
I
don't want to diminish this, and I understand that this is seen as an urgency for you. My advice would be to not worry about it so much right now. I don't think it's going to make you look that bad. I think people are going to go, oh, look, this seems to be miscategorized. I don't think a collection with the wrong item in the collection is going to impact your business. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I'll go with that.
And I'll go find the case and find out if there's any update.
So I
appreciate it, Griff. Thank you.
I have a question before you leave, Gina, but it's a question to Griff.
What's that?
So, Griff, so this make an offer thing?
Oh, you mean
that she was talking about at the beginning?
Yeah.
So can't you do your own? Or do you have to rely on eBay's message?
Oh, no, the message, you can't create.
That's it.
Yeah, you can't create.
Because, you know, if you could create a message, you could say, you know, I don't accept this offer. How about such and such? I mean, can't you come back with something?
Well, so what you can do if you don't want the auto decline is it's an option. You can just not opt in for auto decline.
Yeah.
You can just say.
My last one, I did put, you know, I decline anything less than $20, for instance.
Yeah.
Automatically decline. But Gene has got a point. I mean, it would be nice if it were nicer said. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Lee.
We appreciate you calling in. Bye-bye. Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And Mark from Rochester wrote in to say he was thanking Crystal for clarifying his difficulty. And he has the other listing, the other user
ID. He needs to send it to you.
Yeah.
Right. Send in an email.
Yeah. So Mark.
Griff@ebay.com.
Yes. Griff@ebay.com.
So let's do this. Let's divide this up. If you have a specific issue that's eBay related, you can always email me at griff@ebay.com. Please include every detail. If you email me, you'll get an auto response and it's long. It's huge. It is organized. It has a table of contents. If you don't read it, you're going to do yourself a disservice. You have to read the auto response because it will tell you, for example, I get issues of technical reports. I get reports of technical issues, and what they get, sometimes people give no details. There's no way to assist. I need as much detail as possible before I can actually formulate this. I can't believe I'm saying this on the air because I'm begging more emails. There should be a technical report hotline. There isn't. And I guess I'm it by default. You can also go, there are folks monitoring the technical issues board on the community. So you can also, post it there. And if you don't get immediate help from an eBay employee, there may be others who know the answer. And that can help. I had one. I can't remember when it came in at first. It was a couple months ago, and then the person sent it back in again. You know, there's an interesting thing that happens sometimes when you're visiting a web page where the web page, the text is there, but all of the style is gone. This happens to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this is happening to someone, and they're saying, when is eBay going to fix this? And I said, well, actually, this isn't an eBay issue because she had sent a screenshot, and I recognized immediately what was going on. And I said, you know, this is something called a cascading style sheet, CSS. The style is not loading, and it's usually because a connection has been dropped or packets have been dropped from the server to you. That's something that happens outside of, for in this case, eBay's machines. This happens on the internet. It can happen to many sites. It can happen based on how your internet service provider is handling the connection to a website. But eBay's powerless. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do to quote unquote fix it. It is a network issue. This person wasn't believing me. She thought I was kind of putting her off. But I did find a few interesting pages on the internet that explain exactly the issue and the cause of it. And I think that being able to show the person this, they said, oh yeah, I guess it is an eBay. But I mean, I think that's not an uncommon mistake, but, yeah, there's some things we can and can't fix. But if you, again, going back, if you're going to send me a technical issue, you got to provide detail because there's nothing I can do. I can't react on it. And the volume of email I get, I'm not going to be able to get to you and say, hey, you need to send me the technical stuff, the details, for a couple days after the email comes in most cases.
Thank you.
So send me that information.
Griff, there is a very long message on the chat board, but it's an important issue that this person is having.
What's that?
I'm going to try to condense it, okay?
All right.
She said, I'm in need of input from my eBay family. I had my first nightmare customer. So here's what happened to her. She put a pair of vintage moccasins on eBay with a fixed price. All right?
Oh, wait, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
But then we'll get back to this.
Got it.
This segment was brought to you by 6Foot Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. Call us at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeak. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Listen while you list.